My youngest children, they, one of them actually hasn't learned how to swim yet because he's not at the age for the school lessons.
Yeah.
The school takes them on a bus on a Friday up to Derry for a 6 week block, and they miss the whole day at school because they're off learning swimming, which is great for the school to do that. But they shouldn't have to. They should be just able to go on the road and spend 2 hours swimming and then back out to do the school lessons. My oldest son, he can swim, but he's not that advanced at swimming. You know, he can do the basics, but he's going swimming today with his friends at Ned's Point, and my anxiety will be through the roof all day worrying about him. You know, I'll be out checking, making sure he's all right, you know, and he wouldn't be that confident, but you can't hold him back either. That's what all his friends are away doing, you know what I mean?
Yeah, you understand what it's like to have that facility close. Your kids don't, but you're old enough, are you, to remember when you did have access to the old swimming pool?
Oh, I do. I grew up every week in school. We went lessons. I think actually we might have went twice a week, swimming lessons. Swimming lessons. And then as we got older, it was our thing to do with our friends. Every Friday we'd go swimming. For the Loom used to give out vouchers to family members, and I think it cost like £1 or £1.50 to go swimming. And it was just the highlight of things to do in Buncrana growing up. But it made us great swimmers. Like, I can swim wonderfully. And I wouldn't panic in water, where, you know, when I look at my oldest daughter, she can swim, but she would panic.